Morgans AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets climbed, the Dow up 102 points or 0.4%, with Walt Disney Corp rising 4.4% after analysts at Morgan Stanley raised their target price on the stock to US$160 per share from US$135, citing the company's new streaming service and noting it could give its global subscriber numbers a boost. The broader S&P 500 rose 0.4%, with materials leading 10 of the 11 primary sectors higher. Healthcare was the only primary sector to close lower. Target Corp edged up 0.1% after announcing it was raising its quarterly dividend. The Nasdaq gained 0.6%. The small capitalization Russell 2000 index closed near its session highs, up 1.05%. In US economic data, retail sales and industrial production figures for May are released tonight, Australian time. European bourses advanced, Germany's DAX gaining 0.4%. Germany raised 6.55 billion euros in its auction of spectrum for 5G mobile services, the federal network regulator said, after a contest lasting nearly 3 months that will see a fourth operator enter the market. That fourth operator was German telecommunications provider 1&1 Drillisch, which gained 0.4%. United Internet AG, Drillisch's parent company, rose 1.4%. France's CAC inched higher and Italy's FTSE MIB was up 0.8%. In economic data, Eurozone industrial production fell 0.5% for April versus consensus expectations for a 0.3% fall. London's FTSE 100 inched higher, with a host of companies trading ex-dividend, capping broader gains and offsetting another strong session for the major miners, with BHP Group up 1.1% and Rio Tinto up 2%. Ferguson jumped 6.1% after activist fund manager Trien Fund Management announced it had built a 5.9% stake in the British plumbing company. DS Smith PLC gained over 5% as the packaging group reported better than expected full year profits. On the political front, Boris Johnson won the first round of voting to become the next UK Prime Minister, garnering 114 votes of the 313 votes cast by Conservative MPs. Bank of England Governor Mark Carney is slated to speak tonight, Australian time. Base metals were mixed amid a quiet session on the London Metals Exchange. Copper added 0.2% to just shy of 266 a pound. Nickel was unchanged. Aluminium dipped 0.03%. And zinc was down 1.3%. Traders' attention now turns to the release of China industrial production, retail sales, and fixed asset investment figures for May later today. A fresh surge for mid and higher grade spot iron ore, with the benchmark contract rallying $3.50 or 3.3% to $110.10 a metric tonne. Higher grade rose 2.9% to $124.50 a metric tonne, while lower grade slipped to $91.68 a metric tonne. Gold futures advanced for a third straight session, gaining $6.90 or 0.5% to $1,343.70 an ounce. Oil prices rebounded from five-month lows following attacks on two tanker ships off the coast of Iran in the Gulf of Oman. WTI settled $1.14 or 2.2% higher at $52.22 a barrel. Brent gained $1.34 to $61.30 a barrel. US Secretary of State Mike Pompeo accused Iran of orchestrating a series of attacks on tankers in an effort to get the US to ease up on sanctions. The Organisation of Petroleum Exporting Countries released their latest monthly report overnight and cut its forecast for oil demand growth in 2019 to 1.14 million barrels per day, down from a May estimate of 1.21 million barrels. The International Energy Agency will release its own monthly report tonight and will include forecasts for 2020. US 10-year Treasury yields fell 3.3 basis points to 2.1%, and the Aussie dollar is weaker in the wake of yesterday's May employment report that saw just 2,000 full-time jobs added, buying approximately 69.44 US cents this morning.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.